Automated speed enforcement cameras have been up and running in Wellington County for about 3 months now, but one thing was still to be determined. Where should revenue go? Several councillors weighed in on the topic at a council meeting Thursday, many vouching council proceed in the best interest of public safety. Councillor Greg Davidson proposed an amended policy to govern how the county is able to distribute dollars generated by the cameras. Davidson told council a roundabout soon to come to the county is an example of how the policy would allow money to be spent inside and out of the ASE zones.
County Road 8 and 9 is getting a roundabout. If that is being put in place because of significant safety issues of that location. So if we have other locations that have significant safety issues, then absolutely the automated speed enforcement revenue can be used.
Council members shared opposing opinions. Councillor Andy Lennox shared the thought that council should have safety pinned as the utmost priority, vouching ASE zones shouldn't be the only ones available to receive these funds. Presenting to council, Councillor Earl Campbell explained the policy before them was not restricting and would allow council to have more options at their disposal.
The entire policy addresses procedures, comments, bylaws, and now with the amendment documents that can be used, there's not one mention anywhere about locations. As to what locations should take priority, they have an ability as council to vote on those program road enhancements based on this generated revenue.
Clearing with an 11-5 vote, Davidson's amended policy was given the green light. The county, per the approved policy, will use the Road Master Action Plan, among others, to improve road safety measures and manage speeds countywide. ASE revenue can now be put towards the studies, as well as capital projects, not excluding the likes of roundabouts, guardrails, and more. This decision came to the delight of Councillor Matthew Bulmer, who pointed out there are areas outside of ASE zones in desperate need of infrastructure.
There's a list of intersections that need improvement. One of those is County Road 35 and Concession 2 in the township. People have been getting T-boned there for a long time. If we go solely by the ASE information, we're going to make those people getting T-boned at Concession 2 and 35, we're going to make them wait.
Only Councillors Waters, O'Neill, Lloyd, Ballantyne, and Seeley voted against the policy. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.